Shabbos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vov. Beis Shammai Omrim, we're continuing our discussions in the machloksim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel there in Egeh to Malacha Shabbos, where Beis Hillel has no problem with activities happening by themselves, even though if you do them be your daim, there would be malachos. Beis Shammai has an iser of shvisas kelim. Your things are not allowed to do malacha for you, even though there's no ma'ase malacha de ben odom. But your thing is doing malacha, that's also a form of malacha. And the case he brings is like this. You can't put a bundle, the Rav calls it agudes, a bundle of pishton menufets, of combed out flax. You look at Kiveges Mitzayin, to something he writes in Perek Yudalef Negoyim, because the definition of pishton, flax that's combed out, it might be already that it's in the beginning stages of being called a beged, legabi kabbalas tumo. Another place where this is relevant is if it's already considered some type of semi-finished product, maybe it would be posel eschach, as opposed to if it's just raw material, so it's gedule karka, then you could put it up on the top of your sukkah eschach. V'noisnin oiston b'tanur u'mislabnin. The Rav says that what you do with this unun shel pishton l'toy chatani, you're putting it into the oven, is that you're putting it into the oven, u'mislabnin, it becomes cleaned out, which is a malacha of libun. Why can't you do it? Because your oven is doing something for you. It's forming that pishton into something that's ready. Taking raw material and turning it into something that could be used for making clothing is a malacha of libun. You have to put it in early enough that it could already become cleaned out, b'miktsas at least, while still Erev Shabbos. V'lois ha-tzemer li-yoyru. One mustn't put in semer wool into a yoyru, again into a vat with dye. Ela kadei she-yikla to-oyin, only if you have enough time that the tseva, the dye, chapsich tzu to the material mi-boid yoyim, because then otherwise it's a malach of tzviya. Again, you're not doing it, but your keli and your raw material is doing it for you. Ubeisil matin, Beisil does not have the iser of shvisas kelim. Now, there's an important point to make here. The first case that we said of unen shel pishton is l'toy chatanur, it's in an oven. But the second case of the dye with the wool in a vat is l'chayra, a vat is a pot boiling on a stovetop. And on that, the Rav is moisif from the Gemara that there's a gzeira of leaving something that's not cooked yet, cooking. Are you allowed to leave a cholent that's in the process of being cooked on an open flame? No, we're going to learn in Yitzhak Shem and Perek Shlishi and Perek Kiro that there are gzeiros. There's a gzeiros Shem Yichatas HaKcholim that you're going to stir the coals on the bottom. So what we're talking about over here is not a vat that's on the stovetop. It's a vat that's been removed from the stovetop. The Rav is Moisev also from the Gemara that the cover is sealed tight, because otherwise there would be a gzeiros that you're going to stick a ladle or some other instrument into the vat and you're going to stir it in order that it should cook well. And if you stir that better, you're even mishum bevashel, megis, stirring a pot, the Mitzvah Shem will learn later on, in the halachas of Bishul, you're even mishum bevashel. So that's the pot that we're talking about, legabe de tseva, is off the flame. Tanur is not off the flame. Are you allowed to have the unen shel pishton in the tanur? On that, the Tosfos Yontif points out from the Gemara that that's good for the chiddush in the Mishnah. Bemisin, we know already the din of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that they argue about Shvisas Kelim. This Mishnah is a Chiddush only legabi the side nekudos of Bishul Shem Yichatet Cholim. So Unen Shel Pishton, we're not goyzer that you're going to come, you're going to stir the coals that are heating up the oven, because the Gemara makes a cheshbon why that's a very remote possibility. So in the middle they weren't goyzer. Next din in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ein Porsin Mitzudas Chayev Oifes V'Dogim. One cannot spread a trap. This is the malach of tzod. So you're not doing it b'shas ma'isa, of course. The trap is doing the trapping. You're opening up the trap. When are you allowed to? Only k'deshi yitzudu mib'oid yoim. Only if it has enough time that it should do the trapping, that a bird or an animal should get stuck in the trap, mib'oid yoim. And again, Beis Hillel Matir. Now, of course, over here it's a little bit harder because you can't estimate will the trap work by 5:59 tonight. It's Friday afternoon. You want to set a trap. Is it going to work by 5:59 when the Shki is? How do you know? So the place can point out, and it's in the Mepharshim over here, that it has to be with enough time, according to Beit Shammai, that there's kemat vadai, that it will do the trapping mibo'oid yoim. Hard to estimate, but that's what it'll have to boil down to. We'll just be mice of one detail over here, an incredible idea. There's a din that's brought in the Gemara, lo yaskir odom kelov lenochri be'ev Shabbos. A person not allowed to rent out anything of his, machinery, a car, whatever it is, not allowed to rent and make money on Shabbos. Some Rishonim understand that this is an independent new Isser of earning through something that belongs to you on Shabbos. That could be. The Rif skips this din. Reb Chaim, this is brought in the Chidushi Agrach in the stencil on Daf Yutes over here in Shabbos, understood that the Geder Adover is that your Kli is working for you. That concept of my Kli working for me, the same way if the Kli would do Malacha for me, it would only be also like Beshame, they hold Shvisas Kelim as a problem. My Kli earning for me would only be a problem if that concept is true. That's only according to Beshame. The Rif skips that Braisa, because it's a din according to Beis Shammai, not according to Beis Hillel. But that's the understanding according to the Rif. Mishnah Zayin. Beis Shammai Oimrim, Ein Moichin Lenochri, Ve'ein Toyan in Imoy. One is not allowed to sell to a goy. We're not talking here about selling on Shabbos. Of course one is not allowed to do business on Shabbos. We're talking about Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to sell to a goy merchandise. Ve'ein Toyan in Imoy, or to load Schayra onto, even if the sale was done earlier, but you're loading the Schayra onto his donkey. Vein Magbian Olav, or to put it on his back, he's going to carry it. El Kadeshi Agia Lamokim Koroiv, unless there's enough time that he should get to some type of legitimate destination while still out of Shabbos. What's the problem? The guy's taking it for himself. He's not doing it for the Yid. There's a gzeira. It looks like the guy is transporting for the Yid. A guy is not allowed to do malacha for a Yid on Shabbos. So rather, the Yid is the same way he's not allowed to do malacha himself. He's not allowed to have the guy do for him. That's Amir Lakum. So over here, we're gzeira according to Beis Shammai, unless he has a clear destination, and we could assume he's not going to be doing it anymore on when Shabbos comes in. Well, Beis Hillel matir. Beis Hillel holds as long as he's out of the house. You're not allowed to have a guy pick up something from the house. It's a community halakha l'maisa. A yid having a goy pick up something from his house, even in case where there's no Amir Lakum, it looks like Amir Lakum. That's a problem. Beis Shammai holds he has to have the destination place. Beis Hillel holds as long as it's out of the house, they were not goyzer.